Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi-tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by BlueBet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome to another week of the Melbourne Storm Hour. And you can always get involved and have a chat to the boys, Cooper Johns and Shandor Earl, in the hot seats again, 1-300-736-736. We've got a big, big show lined up. Before the end of it, we will speak to 1999 Premiership hero Matt Geyer. It's Heritage Round in the NRL this week, and we're going to get the old boys involved as the Storm celebrating their 99 and 2009 grand final side. So very much looking forward to catching up with Matt Geyer. But first and foremost, the stars of the show, Cooper Johns, Shandor Earl. Evening, lads.
Evening, mate. Happy to be here. Me and Cooper were discussing off-air after your little raid there that you had on us when we didn't have the opportunity to buy it back. As our listeners know,
cheap shots.
Yes, as our listeners know, you're currently struggling and on Tinder, and any sushi is not going to help the catfish that you already are.
Yeah. I have shaved my beard though. I've trimmed the beard
it's
back.
Trimmed.
So,
it's been manicured. That's
because
sure.
I did get it quite long. I look like a wizard in training, but I am probably about 5 kilos heavier than any of my photos are leading people to believe.
Well, some people important. Like that. Some people like a little
surprise,
like a hefty little bear.
Interesting. Cooper also I think it's probably the fourth person on SEN that you've covered for, so you're becoming quite the ultimate substitute teacher here. You probably don't get the recognition you deserve off the back of us. But
Like all substitute teachers, though, I just want to come in and put a movie on and just sort of go to sleep.
It sounds like you've been doing that, Ted.
That's the effect you have, basically.
We listened to the show before. It sounds like you're just on cruise control. Hey, happy show number 12, guys, too. This is our 12th show.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Big anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of anniversaries, last week, Shandor Earl, you spoke about wanting to get hashtag Area 51 trending, which it already was, given that they were going
I'm not sure it really was until I mentioned it.
Yeah, well, I'm fairly sure that in the US, hashtag Area 51 was trending. It was your 51st game of NRL.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, of all the moments, of all the games in the round, surely this was the moment.
Fodolaker doing a good job of slowing things down. And Hughes goes over the top. Shandor Earl, welcome back to the try scorers list in the NRL. What a celebration it is, and why not?
First try since when?
Crofty going off his head. Oi, who is the commentator? Who's that commentator?
Was it Vossi?
No, that's not Vossi. He's another guy. He's on Fox. You must know him. Warren.
Is
that Warren?
Warren.
Smith?
Warren Smith.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
He's up there with my like. I don't know if it's the way he says my name, but he says my name like
it's
at least
all to do
50
with how he
times in a game.
So you like him? Because
I
he
love
talks
him,
about
mate.
You
good on you,
lot.
Warren. No, that was an awesome moment. Like we spoke about. I think for the rest of 2019, we'll put a hashtag before every game because they're going to be limited. So let's just celebrate it. Yeah. But the first try, it was a pretty sick moment. I had, you know, it was pretty special to get around the boys and. I think I was smiling ear to ear for the next 5 minutes. So it was pretty cool. As you know, my first game was great. Tried to put in a better performance the next one. And then I feel like I'm just trying to build each week. Things are becoming more comfortable. I'm getting more confident. So hopefully I can level up again.
Cooper, a little job for you might be. Get the photo. There's a great photo that got captured of you after you've crossed. Still ball in hand, just looking up. And there's a massive smile. Cheshire cat grinning from ear to ear.
Cheshire cat.
That you got to get that photo and maybe frame it for our man
maybe
here.
Maybe wallpaper on the iPhone.
Yeah, I might.
Keeper?
On my iPhone?
Yeah, on your iPhone.
Yeah. No, I won't be doing that.
Come on, mate.
No,
come
maybe
on.
I'll set it as you so when you call me, it comes up.
6 years between the last meat pie. That's a long time.
Wow.
But it was good. Wow. Let's hope the floodgates open.
Yeah. Well,
Craig Bellamy, the moment wasn't lost on Belzo. This is what he had to say.
Probably one of the feel-good things about, you know, coaching and being involved in the footy club when you see what he's been through and, you know, score a try. You know, I suppose the biggest, you know, thrill for me was, you know, when he actually played against the Cowboys. That was his first game, you know, for 6 years. And so to actually play in that game, and, you know, he'd be the first to admit that probably wasn't his best game, but he's had two since, and he's been outstanding, you know. And so to score that try today, you know, that's wonderful reward for a guy that's hasn't complained about what happened to him. You know, he took it on the chin and you know, didn't get dirty with the world.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's always good to hear those words from Belzer. I think I've spoken before about the time he gave me my jersey, and to hear him talk about the player before, like, I'd never really heard him say that. But, mate, we're still in meetings, and to talk shop with Belzer, I'm still pinching myself. So little moments like that, mate, that's you know, that's what I came back for. It's like, it's as good as it gets.
You've got a great relationship with Craig, don't you?
Yeah, we're great mates.
Very close.
That's like because Belzer. You heard it there. He didn't complain to Belzer.
Mm. He just loves you. Yeah. It's like,
well, it's mutual.
It's a very weird. It's closer than friends, I'd say. Mm.
Don't take it somewhere where it's not.
All I'm saying is you get a little bit handsy, you and Craig, so. Oh, it's a bit weird.
Hey, Storm have made it 9 in a row. That beat the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday. Mm. Shandor, that was your first try since 2013. Mm. And Storm coming back from 12-0 down early on, 6 points clear on the top of the table. Mm. Another sort of, it wasn't a get out of jail, but it's a few times this year the Storm have had to come from a few back.
Yeah, it's a slow start. I mean, it's definitely something that we've identified and something that needs to be fixed, especially against those big teams. And I think Manly's going to be a great example of that. There's a lot of teams that I think are really dominant off the back of confidence, and that confidence comes from getting a roll on, getting plenty of ball, plenty of possession. So we just got to go back to that Storm mentality, grind people out, kick it in the corners, put some pressure on, and that's when we play our best footy and results come off the back of that. So it's an improvement for next week for sure.
It is a good sign to see when you're down by 10 points that to be able to score tries that quickly and take the lead back quick from a side that Titans obviously aren't playing their best footy, but they are a side that once they get in front and they get a sniff, they can put a lot of points on with the amount of talent they got across the park. But it is a good sign to see that they've fought their way back.
It's a good point because they come out all guns blazing. They all had a point to prove. They just lost their coach. So I don't think you get too down on yourself, but you just acknowledge that that can't really happen again against the big teams. I remember Dale saying one thing just before halftime. We were going tit for tat with the tries, and he sort of said, mate, that's what's got to stop. We got to score and then score again and then hold the ball. And I think we did that. He mentioned it again before halftime, and then we ran away with it. So, yeah, good little focus.
It was impressive too. Some big performances from Brody Croft, Jerome Hughes at 5'8", and Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback. Mm. But unfortunately, Suli Asivunavalu and Joe Stimson were both charged at the NRL. Early guilty pleas lodged, but Suli will still miss this week.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Who's going to go in? Who do you think will go in for Suli?
Who's the other replacement winger that's come in every time there's been an injury to a winger? Mm. I don't know, some flog.
Some Hungarian tatted up winger.
Well, sounds to me like a hashtag 52.
Hashtag 52.
Oh, that's you.
That's you, of course. So yeah, you're named again.
Yeah, I am. It's obviously unfortunate for Suli that he got put in that position for a suspension. You know, I feel for him. He definitely wouldn't want to miss a game, but that does open an opportunity for myself and Suli having a week off, just get the body right. Hopefully I can come in and do a job, do my role for the team. But I'm very excited. It's going to be my first home game for the Storm. So I've been trying to hunt out a game at Amy Park. So I'm really excited for that.
Well, and another week of first, because when's the last time you played three games in a row?
Probably in 2013. This will be my second game in a row, but...
I thought you played three in a row.
That's fine, mate. That's fine.
Well, Sammy.
Nearly. Three out of four.
There you go. That's what I meant, yeah. Cooper.
Anyway, well, you know, me and Sam, we got together early. We want to do something special for you. You did the hashtag Area 51 last week. We want to do a 52 hashtag for you.
Right.
So we're going to go through everyone who's famous who's 52 today. Starting off with your favourite comedian, Adam Sandler.
Mm. Beautiful. 52. Yeah. 52. Are you saying this is because it's for his game 52, or you think that he looks 52?
No. I'm saying Cameron Smith looks 52, but it's... Yeah. Shandor's 52nd game.
Adam Sandler's not my favourite, but that's fine.
What about Nicole Kidman, the Australian goddess?
Yeah, not bad.
Is Nicole Kidman 52?
Yeah. Why is that?
She's not on Tinder, mate. You don't have a chance.
You're not going to match her there, seriously.
I've been watching Big Little Lies.
Yeah,
I actually really liked it.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, well, we'll save that for the tea.
I've got a picture in my head of what's going on when you watch it, but another time.
Have a peppermint tea.
Gordon Ramsay.
Chocolate.
Yeah, are you clothed? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's all right. We'll brush
top
that
up.
One off.
Not the scene I put.
Waste up. We had Gordon Ramsay then. We got Pamela
Gordon.
Anderson.
Oh, Pam.
Pam.
She's dropped off the Richter. But yeah. She lives in France.
Since Slow-Mo and Baywatch, I think she's... Yeah.
She was in the Baywatch movie, though, because I watched that the other day, too. Yeah. Where is my life?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Yeah. That's...
Even a bit of context. I watched her son on the remake of The Hills reality show on MTV. That's how full circle that's gone.
Yeah, wow. Mm.
That's a terrible show. That's worse than anything I've said. That's a disgrace.
Cool. Vin Diesel, bowling ball head.
Oh, yes. Fast and the Furious. Yes. He's 1 to 10.
Not as fast or as furious, but way more furious. The older
yes. Yeah, he's very furious.
He's flying the flag for you bold fellas.
And, of course.
He's one of them.
The funniest man in the world, Will Ferrell. Everyone's favourite.
He's the great man.
He's the best.
He's funny.
Yeah. I heard a great story about Will Ferrell the other day because I was, again, watching TV. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes,
and he was speaking to Seth Rogen. The Seth Rogen episode. Seth Rogen said that he spoke to Will Ferrell and said, what's your greatest career regret? And his greatest career regret was that at the Grammys one year in about like 2012 or something like that, Prince won an award but wasn't there to get it. And the camera actually pans around to Will Ferrell going and sort of looking. And as he's looking, in that moment, he was thinking, I should get up and accept it, but just not break like a smile or anything. Just get up and accept it.
As if he's Prince.
Yeah.
It would have been all time.
It'd be played every Grammys. It'd be every, like, it would have gone viral.
And he didn't do it.
And he didn't do it. And he said it's his greatest career regret that he didn't get up there to accept Prince's Grammy.
That is a great. That, you know what he did do once? At what's the sporting awards? He did it for Tiger Woods once.
The
Tiger
ESPYs?
Woods wasn't the ESPYs.
Is it?
He went up as Tiger Woods. And it's on YouTube. It is so funny. It's so good. And he just doesn't break character. He's like, another one of these bad boys. So good.
See, that's all the while he's doing that, he's just thinking, should have been Prince.
Yeah.
Oh. It should have been Prince. I'm just looking at our hotline, 1300 736 736, is the number you like to call. And I just looked at my watch and thought, I'll tell you what, Donna from Dandenong is running a little bit late this evening, but we can always rely on Donna to join us every week. And yes. She's put the cask wine down and picked up the phone. Hello, Donna.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good evening, Donna.
Yeah, hello. I'll tell you what, I just want to say right from the top, loved the game on Sunday against the Titans, gentlemen. I was yelling and screaming like it was honeymoon night. And well done to you, Mr. Earl.
Thank you.
First time across the strike for a long time.
Hey, long time.
I was sitting on the leather couch, nude, with my new boyfriend, Cecil. We were smoking medicinal marijuana, and I thought I was hallucinating and wigging out. But Cecil assured me it was 1S Earl, so good on you. Well done, downpipe.
Downpipe.
Did you, where did you meet your new boyfriend, Cecil, Donna?
Little Cooper Scoop, how are you, mate? How's the foot coming along?
It's good, Donna. It's getting there.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Cooper, thank you for asking. I met Cecil at a funeral. It was actually his wife's funeral. Never wanted to miss an opportunity. Old Donna Mary Dean. I went to Cecil under the impression I was consoling him, and the next thing we're sucking face over the old girl's coffin.
Is that like Wedding Crashers? Is that like Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers?
Oh yeah, good one.
How old Cecil?
Cecil's 94, but he's sprightly. Oh, he's sharp as a tack. He's a young 94. Oh yeah.
Is Cecil there? Can we have a word to him?
Yep. I was just about to change his nappy, but I'll get him. 1 second.
Hello. Who is he?
Hey,
hello,
Cecil. You're on SEN.
Hello. Who do you boys play for?
The Melbourne Storm, Donna.
Oh, it was a beautiful afternoon, and someone told me there was a storm coming, and I didn't believe it, and I turned on the wireless. And, yeah. Hey, boys, you want to hear a secret?
Sure.
I read dirty magazines. Playboy, Hustler, New Idea, the more hardcore, the better.
Is Donna treating you okay, Cecil?
Well,
The woman holding you prisoner.
Oh, is that the big woman with the lycra pants?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the moustache.
She's treating me just fine. Anyway, nice to talk to you, good boys. And make sure you get out of the rain.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cecil.
Thanks, Cecil. Oh, he's gone. Donna hanging up. Wow, there's never a dull moment. That's four boyfriends in 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's less than 4 months. That's Cecil's four boyfriends in like 5 weeks.
Cecil's had a bit. Have we spoken to Cecil before?
No.
No.
Cecil's new on the scene.
Who was the other one?
I can't imagine Cecil's going to be around for long.
Who was the one from Turkey?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. Who was the philosophy major who we spoke to?
Oh, yeah. He had patches on his elbows, a tweed jacket sort of wearing bloke. I don't know. It's hard to keep up with Donna's romantic life. She's very active.
Yeah, she's good.
Very active.
Shandor's next.
She's got away with words.
This is the Storm Hour. Believe it or not, it's not too late to join the Purple Army. Get any two home games, a 2019 membership, a beanie, and access to finals tickets for only $60. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Call 1300 786 767 or go to membership.melbournestorm.com.au. Big home game this Saturday at Amy Park. We'll talk about that next. And then not too far away from having a chat to Melbourne Storm legend Matt Guy. And then T-Bone of the Week will finish off the Storm Hour on SEN.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the Storm Hour. Shandor Earle, Cooper John, Sam Hargraves. Big home game at Manly against Manly, Amy Park this Saturday. 7:35pm kickoff. Sea Eagles in good form. Shandor, Cooper. It's going to be a massive game for the club. As we said before, sitting 6 points clear at the top of the table. Before we get into that, though, I'm sure you guys are as excited as we all were. The new SEN Drive show has been announced this week. Boys, you must be pretty pumped.
Yeah, pretty pumped. I'm about as pumped as Bobby Murphy was not to play that final. That's how pumped I am.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
pretty disappointed, to be honest, Sam. Really struck a chord there.
Why are you two disappointed with the new Drive show, Andy Maher and Bob Murphy?
You talk about earning your stripes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about earning stripes.
You talk about, you know, just constantly chipping away, and then you get rewarded for all the hard work you do.
Just grinding.
What have they done that we haven't? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Andy's probably been 30 years in the media. He's the host of the number one sports show on television, The Front Bar.
That's all irrelevant at the end of the day.
And Shandor scored his first try on the weekend, mate. So
I can see how they compare those two things.
Fueled by fire.
At the end of the day, SEN wants to take on that millennial crowd and engagement with that audience. These two right here, it's as good as it's going to get.
Yep.
Put us on your drive home. Give us a run. We've spiked the ratings. We've caused hashtags on Twitter.
Seen the ratings.
Melbourne's going mad.
People are ticking
our box in their mail. Let us.
So you're disappointed that the management didn't get you in for at least an audition?
Yeah, we are. We're very disappointed because we did send our letter in.
You have done 12 one-hour shows, so surely you're primed and ready.
Cooper and I haven't spoken to our management team, so we're not sure if there was actually a call made. It's quite possible. But obviously they don't want to let us know of too many rejections, so it probably didn't get any further. But I'm sure there was some sort of contact.
Yeah, there would have been because it would have been silly if they hadn't.
But as two humble guys that are just paving their way through a radio career, we humbly support their new venture. So congrats.
Oh, that's big of you. That's big of both of you.
And if you'd like us on the show, Bob and Andy, then we'd be happy to come on as guests.
Oh, that's gracious. That's always been said about the both of you around these halls. They're very gracious, very humble. Mm. Well done to both of you. Hey, this home game against Manly.
Any tickets?
Yeah, we've got tickets to give away. 1-300-736-736. He's got a couple.
Give us a call. What's your biggest career regret? Will Ferrell style.
Oh, that's good, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
That's great. Well done.
Thank you.
Wow, we should have said that before on the last break. Yeah, what's your biggest regret? Go on.
1-300. Biggest career regret?
Just regret in life.
It's very broad. Career regret?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Sam, 2-1. Career regret.
Yeah, regret.
We might not get...
No, we've settled on it.
Yeah, we're pretty sure
we're moving forward with the career.
Pretty sure that's it.
Just regret.
Career regret. 1-300-736.
No regrets.
736. They've won four out of their last five, Manly. The loss was a 1-point loss to South Sydney. This is Beanie for Brain Cancer Round 2. Yes. This is a big occasion.
Yeah. I'm going to have to be quite creative with my beanie because, you know, I run the little top knot. So
I'm
not sure
in it.
What I'm going to do. Yeah, that's one way. Or unravel it. But what a great cause.
Cover it up, I would have thought.
Come on.
Maybe wear it. In the game.
I'm thinking about I'll let you in on a little bit of insight. Jesse Bromwich has been G'ing me up to run the Viking single braid for quite some time now. I did agree to it. It's a big call, first home game at Storm, but it's something I'm contemplating.
You scored a try on the weekend, mate. You've earned the right yarn. Put a Viking Viking clap.
Yeah, with the braid.
Yeah,
but cool. On a serious note, great cause. Looking forward to showing plenty of support. A family friend of Cooper's, Mark Hughes, and he's raised a crazy amount, $5.5 million or over that, and looking to get a little bit more. So hopefully everyone gets behind it in Melbourne and at the game on Saturday.
Great cause. Hey.
Mark Hughes Foundation website, if you want to find out how you can donate. $5.5 million raised from the beanies alone, $10 million over 5 years. So beanies crazy. For brain cancer round. Make sure you get along and support what is a fantastic cause and to get around the Storm as well. Hey, we just asked for people to get involved. 1-300-736-736. Biggest career regret. Simon's in Footscray. Hello, Simon.
G'day, boys. How you going?
G'day, Simon.
G'day, Simon.
Biggest regret. First of all, I've watched just about that many games on TV, The Storm, but never been to see a live game.
No.
You know, you've already got the tickets, mate.
Where are you from?
Footscray, mate.
Oh, mate, can you get down to the game this Saturday or what?
Hey, we're giving him the tickets.
We'll do.
Yeah, you got some tickets, Sam. But
is that your regret?
That is my biggest regret.
That is a sneaky little segue, isn't it? You're good.
Nicely done from you, Simon. Stay on the line. Aaron will get your details. You do collect the tickets, and he'll show you where you can collect them from. Nicely done from you. Biggest regret not seeing the Storm play. So you
Very
can go
creative.
And see the Storm. They take on Manly at Amy Park this Saturday, 7:35 p.m. kickoff. All thanks to Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. To get the Ticket Tech or go to melbournestorm.com.au. Brett's in Druin South. Brett, what's your greatest career regret?
Career.
I was more asking, how do you think Cameron Smith went on his 400th game?
I think he was real good. What did you think?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. I just thought it was probably one of the good games he played and also...
One of the good games. So just a one or two in the 400?
Yeah, there's one or two.
I think he... But, I think there you go.
Was he man of the match on the night?
I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he finds a way of getting up for those big games, so I think he definitely saved that in the bank and played outstanding.
Sounds like he went bloody well then.
Yeah. You know what? How many double passes have we got?
Brett can have a double pass, especially
if you've got one. Stay on the line.
Especially since he completely ignored our phone topic that we were doing.
Has he got a regret? Are you still on?
Brett, have you got a career regret that you'd like to share?
Oh, I'm actually hopefully coming back at 48 to play one of an AFL game this weekend, so... It's been 13 years out, and I just need to play one more game just to get that out of my system.
Everyone loves a comeback, mate. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
One of the great... Stay on the line. You've got your tickets. Yeah, best.
Absolutely. You've got a double pass. We've got a couple more to give away to 1-300-736-736. If you'd like a double pass to see the Storm host Manly at Amy Park this Saturday, 7:35 p.m. kickoff. I need to get you boys to give us some information about the Storm Dine at Mine this Thursday, but we do have Jason from St Albans who's joined us. Hello, Jason.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you? Career regret. I can't wait.
Let's go, Jason.
Look, mate, really, this isn't a career regret. I'm sorry to digress, but, mate, I really wanted to ring up and congratulate Sander on his fantastic try. Mate, couldn't be more happier for you. I was rapt when you got an opportunity at the Storm to recommence your career after the drama you've gone through.
And Hughes goes over the top. Shandor Earl, welcome back to the try scorers list in the NRL.
Just so you could relive it there, Jason. Keep going.
Played it over the top of him.
No, that's cool. No, I wasn't. I couldn't have been more happy for you. I was sitting there watching it with my wife and I was telling her all about, your dramas and whatever. And so I'm just hanging out for him to finally score that first try because once he scores one, I think he's going to score many, many more. So congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate. You're a legend. I appreciate the support.
No, buddy.
How much did you pay him to call up then, mate? Seriously.
Zero.
Is he one of your best mates?
I'm not on the money you are, mate. I don't have an allowance from my father.
Hang on.
Yeah,
mate. You're getting money from your bloody Fueled by Fire podcast and your
F45
little
for the love.
Irons and fires. Fingers in pies, Shandor.
Seriously.
Jason from St Albans, down the line. Aaron will sort you out with a double pass to see the Storm host Manly at Amy Park this Saturday.
He didn't say a regret. He just wrapped Shandor.
Hey, you gave Brett a double pass.
But Brett ended up giving a regret, didn't he? Maybe that was his regret that he wrapped you and just built your confidence up even more.
His regret that, yeah, I don't know.
No,
yeah,
that's quickly, Storm dine at mine this Thursday, yes. Raising funds for Camp Quality. Place is still available for this event. Tell us what this is all about, please, Cooper.
So the Dine at Mine, set up by our own Christian Welsh. Camp Quality raises money for cancer. It's a great cause. And there's about a group of 15 of us that are having dinner with people that have bought tickets. You can get the tickets on Christian Welsh's Instagram. There's a link in the bio. Yeah, it's a great cause. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of chit-chat going on. And, yeah, I'm sure Shannarell will be plugging his own podcast.
Get around it.
It's this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at Amy Park. You can get tickets via the Camp Quality website as well as Christian Welch's Instagram page.
Well, if you've got Instagram, go on there as well. It's good.
Shandor, if we're looking to get ourselves a podcast fixed this week as we go to the break, just tell us quickly who's on your podcast, Fueled by Fire, this week.
Yes, this week we have Nick Maxwell. So I detailed this on the podcast. I actually did Nick as my first one. I just didn't think it was up to scratch. And I also, that's a fault of mine.
Collingwood Premiership captain.
No, that's a fault of mine because I've had many conversations with Maxie and he gives some great insight. He's a phenomenal storyteller. This focuses on leadership. So a really cool one. Could have chatted to him for hours, and I think people are going to get a lot out of it. He's got a great story, but leadership was the focus, and yeah, really good. Looking forward to sharing it with everyone.
A couple of humorous regrets coming through on the SMS, 0433981116. I turned down a job on a cruise ship in the Caribbean as a casino dealer in the late 90s.
Oh, rookie that's a big, error.
Yeah. The other one, too, that's come through, running a 15.3 beep test but never training properly at football to be any good. Now overweight and playing twos.
That was actually Sam. He sent that himself. Yeah. On his own phone.
Twos would be a dream for me.
15 was a GST as well. It was actually 12.3.
Yeah, come on, mate.
This is the Storm Hour. Coming up next, Melbourne Storm legend. We'll all straighten up just a little bit. Matt Geyer will join us. It's Heritage Round in the NRL this week. Woofa. The Old Boys weekend for the Storm. They'll be celebrating their 99 and 2009 grand final sides. Last time we tried to give Matt Geyer a call, he completely brushed us. So let's hope that the legend...
Twice, I think.
Twice. Yeah. Absolutely. We gave him two cracks at it. Let's hope that he only requires the one this week.
Come on, Matty.
And we'll get Matt Geyer on next. The Storm Hour, SEN. It's not too late to join the Purple Army. Get any two home games, a 2019 membership, a beanie, and access to finals tickets for only $60. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Call 1300 786 767 or go to membership.melbournestorm.com.au. Shandor Earl, Cooper John, Sam Hargraves here. It's a massive weekend for the Storm, as it has been for the last few months. So Cameron Smith, 400. Shandor Earl, hashtag 50, hashtag 51, hashtag 52 this week.
Boom.
And it's also to Heritage Round in the NRL this week. So at the home game against Manly at Amy Park on Saturday, 7:35 p.m. kickoff, the Old Boys weekend will be in full effect at the Storm as they celebrate their 1999 and 2009 grand final sides. One man that was massive in the 1999 grand final was Matt Geyer, who's been good enough to join us on the Storm Hour. Hello, Matt Geyer.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Matty.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well. It's a bit chilly up here at the moment. I shouldn't complain.
On the Gold Coast. Come on, mate. Yeah,
come on, Matty.
18 degrees. Well,
yeah, it's about 22, I think.
Oh, you must be freezing.
Seriously, Matty. Come on.
I'm going to have to put a shirt on.
Yeah, put some pants on as well, mate. Seriously.
Oh, come on. It's a family show, isn't it?
No, it can go many ways. Wolf. Mate, this weekend, pretty exciting having all the old boys around. Talk to us about the Legends Lunch and who's going to be there, what you guys are going to be getting up to.
Yeah, really exciting. Yeah, obviously the bit more of an event than it normally is. The reunion's a bit of a thing slapped together by Robert Kearns and Peter Robinson. And
be a slick operation then.
Very little bit. Yeah, no, it's a bit slapstick, but it's I think they've had a bit of help with this one, and obviously we've got the lunch and celebrating the 2009 and the 1999 team. So there's going to be a huge roll up. Some of the legends that just don't get back very often, like Robbie Ross is the headline act. I think he's over in England at the moment.
Oh, how good!
So we don't get to see him too often. So yeah, like I'm super keen to see Boo Boo. So I'm sure all the fans and all the loyal fans who have been there from day one will
we'll cherish that moment.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity if you guys, you know, get together, have a few beers. Who's going to be, apart from Boo Boo, who's your most, like, the favourite one you're looking forward to see?
Who's your favourite child? That's a tough question. I would have said,
that's the next question, actually, that we had on the sheet here. Maddie, that's our next question. Who is your favourite child?
I was going to answer that, but I can't. Hey, to see all the boys, but obviously, ones that you haven't seen for a long time, and, you know, the good mates, and I think I'll be rooming with Tony Martin. I think all the boys say we're about as boring as each other, so we're a good match. And just a lot of those old boys that we don't get to see very often, I'm looking forward to that.
Matt Guyer, you're going to be at the Legends Lunch, which is sold out on Friday. Then you've got Saturday night's game, so it's going to be a sizeable weekend for you lads. But you were part of the inaugural Premiership team in 99. What are your memories of those days, and what still stands out for you now, and how much did it mean to be a part of that historic occasion for the Storm?
Oh, yeah, look, you know, it'll take me a whole weekend to relive those moments when we get back together. But that was just an epic time to be involved with this club, you know, being a foundation player. Be there as the club was setting up and instilling all the values that we see now. We had people involved with the Broncos and the Bulldogs, and we brought a lot of the values from those clubs, and then obviously our own values, and they all got perpetuated when Craig and his crew came through as well. But back in those days, it was a lot sort of more freewheeling than it is these days, and even towards the end of my career, like 10 years ago. We were a bit of a brotherhood, and we didn't really fill all our days, and we spent a lot of social time together, you know, and just like the movies or going out after games and things like that. And then obviously the success on the field was like a runaway train. I don't think we expected we expected success, but not to such an extent and not so soon. And to win that premiership in only our second year, and it was only my first full year of NRL as well, so. 1999 turned out to be just personally and a huge year for me. I was married in January and had my first child in the December as well. So it was just bookended by some personal, you know, milestones. But on the field, it was just, you know, the best thing. It was the best day. That 1999 grand final was the best day I've ever had on a rugby league field. So, unless I get to play next year with my two sons, which I'm thinking about.
Oh, hello.
That might eclipse it.
Hey, Matty, you had a big career. How did you cope when you retired, like in terms of getting back into the normal world?
It was quite difficult. And I actually entertained the idea of actually sort of approaching the NRL about having a role in that, like with the NRL and helping other players. Because, I still miss playing. Like, to this day, I still want to play. And I want to play NRL. Like, I know I can't. I know it's gone, but I just pined for it. I loved the time I had. Maybe I was a bit spoiled because I was involved with such a great club. But even just coming down here to the Crumlin Eagles on a weekend and coaching teams, I'm at footy training now. I wear my boots down, and I love running around with the boys and putting a few hits on. And the body doesn't recover so much anymore. But I feel like I was born to play rugby league. And while I wasn't the greatest player ever, I just loved playing the game, and I really miss that. I miss the banter of the boys, you know, around the change rooms or on the field and all that kind of stuff. I really miss that part of it. It's almost to the point where you're sort of institutionalized, because you live your life by the 2-week diary posted on your freezer, and then to leave that, like, it's just cold turkey, you know. Like, I've got a mate's wedding coming up. Oh, sorry, I can't. I've got a train on Thursday. You know, it's a bit like that, and then. It's all gone. The rug just goes straight away. There's no like little ramp that sort of slowly takes you there. It's, you're gone. And while I enjoyed those first few months of freedom, it sort of dawned on me that it was all done. And it did take a bit of adjustment. But I must thank my wife. You know, she was a really strong-minded woman, and she helped me through that. And it's just basically pursuing another career. And I went into surveying, first of all, which I studied during my footy career, and then now I'm a high school teacher up here on the coast as well.
Mate, so. You've done all right, Buffer, since. Mate, just a little question to wrap it up, and reunion-based. the 99 and following on from that, you know, up to 2008, you've played with a lot of great players and you've had a shower with a lot of great players.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what player had the biggest feet?
Good question.
Sammy was ready to go throw the dumb button. He was rattled.
Just a cold sweat breaking out for me, Matt Dyer, but you can please answer that. Biggest feet, that's fine.
Oh, no, I said it's a family program. Put it this way, there was a lot of blokes with very small feet.
Mm. No, he seriously meant feet. It's not a euphemism.
Isn't it?
What's going on here?
Don't you worry. Don't you worry, Matty. You answered how you want to answer.
And there was some other boys with pretty big feet.
Yeah, it's all different shapes and sizes, Sam. That's what I took from that.
Well, you know what they say about big feet.
What about the
big shoes?
Hairiest feet.
Big no. Matt Guyer, we're going to just chime in there and wish you all the best. What's going to be an incredible weekend. Heritage Round in the NRL. All the old boys back at the Storm celebrating 99 and 2009 grand final victories. You were there in the inaugural one, 262 games for the Storm, 113 tries. You're an absolute Storm legend and we're wrapped to have had a chat to you on the Storm Hour. Thank you so much and enjoy the weekend.
My pleasure.
Legend, Buffer. Catch up on Friday, mate.
Good on you, Buffer.
Get down there and have a beer with you.
100%. Let's go to Crown.
Beautifully done. I'm just going to compose myself now and just make sure that we're not about to be taken off the air.
What for?
This is the Storm Hour. Our favourite time of the week, T-Bone of the Week.
Boom.
Where we find out and get your nominations for who's been the biggest idiot at the Storm this week. And you can give a nomination too. Who's the biggest T-Bone, the biggest idiot of the week from sport or rugby league, whatever you want to throw up. 1-300-736-736. We've got Storm tickets to give away to the home game against Manly at Amy Park this Saturday, 7:35 PM kickoff. Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns. T-Bone of the Week up next on the Storm Hour, SEN.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Not too late to join the Purple Army. You can get any two home games, a 2019 membership, beanie, access to finals tickets for only $60. That is value. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Call 1300 786 767 or just to simply go to membership.melbournestorm.com.au. Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns, our favourite time of the week where we nominate our T-Bone of the Week. And why do we do this, Shandor Earl?
We do it, and I'll explain it again, because as an ex-producer, you've obviously didn't learn the skill how to just play back something that's been recorded. But anyway, Sam the Subby Hargraves, the T-Bone of the Week relates to our great mate of the show, Cameron Munster. So Cameron used to live with a few of the boys in a house, and they decided to nickname themselves the Porterhouse. Why not celebrate it with a tattoo? They went out and got the tattoo. Cameron Munster decided to get a T-bone steak instead of a porterhouse. What an idiot. Therefore, this is dedicated to him. Idiot of the Week Award.
You are getting so good at doing that.
You are. That's very sharp.
Just add a little bit of spice.
You think I'm being lazy, but I'm actually helping you.
Variation.
Just develop yourself.
You keep varying it up. It's really good. You're not just using the same thing.
Yeah, I love to throw a bit of variation. Yeah.
Nice work. Hey, before we get the oars, we do ask people to call in 1-300-736-736. If you'd like to nominate a T-bone of the week, I've got tickets to the Storm's home game this Saturday against Manly, 7:35 PM kickoff. Michael is in Reservoir, has got a T-bone of the week nomination. Hello, Michael.
G'day, boys. Mine's Sam. You know the Aussie cyclist that sooked it and pulled out of the Tour de France? One that they were wearing Lycra or something?
I think they all wear Lycra. I don't know this story. Who's the... Aaron will be able to tell me on the screen here. Who's the Aussie that... So it's an Aussie that quit the Tour de France?
Yeah. He had a gripe with his team or something, yeah. He do all that hard work and he decides to pull out.
Oh, wow.
Is that Rowan Dennis?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Yep.
Bloody T-bone he is, mate.
Honestly.
Well, there you go. That is a T-Bone of the Week nomination. We're going to have to dig down and find a little bit more about what happened there to young Rowan. But, Michael, thank you for your nomination. You've got yourself a double pass to see the Storm host Manly this Saturday.
Hey, Rowan.
At Amy Park, 7:35 PM kickoff. Stay on the line. Aaron will get all your details and let you know where you pick those tickets up from. Boys, who would like to open the bowling?
First of all, you can't just pull out like that. Like bloody Rowan, pulling out like that.
Come on, mate.
Seriously, pull out.
Honestly.
Anyway.
Sorry about that. So I've got a little double whammy, just going to a 1-2 combination before Cooper steps in. If you, on the back end of that audio from my try, we don't have to play it again. If you want to, we can. But if
no,
you
don't. Know, Potter Lake are doing a good job of slowing the back end. Down. And Hughes goes over the top. Shandor Earl.
Holding.
Welcome back to the try scorers list.
Here it comes.
In the NRL. What a celebration it is. And why not?
He's back, baby. Mm-hmm. Brody Croft. Now, that's fine. He's back, baby. You can get around me, get behind me, all of that. Then he proceeds to bum tap me. It wasn't a bum tap. It was a vicious slap three times. I mean, there's excitement and then there's that. Like,
and there's violent.
There's
like
a bit
violations.
In it. I know I've got, you know, a bun or a ponytail, but let's not get things mixed up. Crofty was going to town and it's a little bit suspect for me, so I feel like you're an idiot.
Or just
week.
A little bit too verbose, like a little bit too forceful.
Yeah,
with the
I mean
slap.
It's probably up your alley, you know. I think that's
grinder.
Something that you'd enjoy.
No, I don't have any drama with it. That's been a part of sport for years. You get around, give a pat on the bum and get on with it. You're saying that it was a bit too aggressive.
What's your safe word?
It's not about the safe word.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about
you. So you're not happy with the physical nature of the slap and the force of it.
It crossed a few lines.
Did it leave a handprint?
I'm not sure. I didn't have the opportunity to check on field, but
he did.
I'm sure it would have.
You know what's weird? You can slap as long as it doesn't stay there for more than a second. Yeah, His third slap stayed there for 3 seconds.
It's the wind-up that got me. It's the, good on you, mate, little bum tap. But then to wind it right up and throw a big haymaker into me right glute.
Well, it's almost striking. I mean, he could have been cited by the judiciary.
He could have been. Yeah. If it wasn't celebratory, I think, you know, there could have been serious issues.
There was there was a Gold Coast Suns player who actually punched his own teammate on the weekend, threw one at an opposition player, missed, and got his teammate in the head.
Yeah, well, when you're going that bad, you sort of, that's what you have to resort to.
That's where they've got to, just punching each other in the head. Who's your other one?
Lastly, quite controversial on the way home. I've recently got into a bit of video editing, so I do carry my Canon EOS around, just looking to get snapshots of everything possible. But what I did get, Craig Bellamy. Old Belzer. He decided that he was going to take what I would describe as a suitcase, a full-size suitcase's carry-on. Strolled in, very confident, very brash, until he was pulled up just before the flight.
Was he?
And there was carry-on. Oh. Not the carry-on that we're talking about.
This is a scoop.
The verbal carry-on.
Oh, nicely done.
Is this true?
Dead set true. He had a suitcase.
Great.
He goes, I travel through Coolangatta all the time. I come over all the time. Bang, they pinned him. He goes, mate, you can't bring that on here. What are you doing?
No.
It's literally, there's a carry-on and then there's a suitcase. Like, come on.
So this was a fair income suitcase.
Dead set. It was a suitcase.
Those people need to be kicked off the flight.
He talked his way through it just, but, you know, there was mention of, do you know who I am? Things like that.
Oh, is that true? That's not true, that part.
That's GST, but
that's Kevin Mayo.
Come on, Belzer. That's
did you reckon, though, that if someone comes on late and there's no space left in the overhead and then there's his big trunk, do you reckon he gets up and goes, oh, that's mine? Or do you reckon he just buries his head and lets him try find somewhere else?
I reckon he just goes, he doesn't even care what people's opinions are. He puts it on a seat in the exit row, seat belts his bag and just goes, it's staying.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of pull he has.
We've got to get out of here in just a sec. Cooper Johns, your nomination, please.
Yeah, my nomination goes to Darren Schoenig, a.k.a. the Juice Monkey, and Curtis Scott, the Worm. We've been doing a bit of boxing over the last few
weeks.
Oh,
hang on. What's your ring name?
You know what it is, baby.
The Coat Hanger.
The Italian Stallion.
Oh, no.
Rocky Balboa.
Is that because your mum's Italian?
She's full Italian, which makes me half Italian, which makes
sweet
me eligible
Italian,
for the title the Italian.
Well, you're the half Italian Stallion.
So who's the better?
Hang on, so what's the nomination?
So Darren Schoenig, he stands at about, he's small, but he's 120 kilos.
He's a fridge.
Yeah, he's a fridge. He's a juice monkey, as we call him. Curtis Scott, big, long, wiry, you know, sitting about, about 94 kilos GST, ringing wet. Anyway, those two, they think they're very good boxers. Curtis can throw them, as you've seen when he punched Dylan Walker that time. But we get in there, you know, they're not thinking much of the little Italian stallion, little coop dog little coat hanger coming in, 1-2, his hoss. Anyway, punched absolute holes in them both.
Oh.
So
hang on, you've beaten them up and now you're nominating them for a T-bone.
Because they come in arrogant. Oh, you just wait. Do we get in the ring, Italian stallion? I said, mate, I love an underdog story.
All right, here's a question before we go. A bit of controversy. Who, in your opinion, is the better boxer, Curtis or Darren?
Is this in the ring or street fighting?
I don't want to put rules behind it. I want to know who's the better fighter.
You know what? I'm going to go Curtis.
Wow, there we go, okay. Daz.
Well, you're my nomination for just pumping yourself up to the point where I think those tyres might explode.
Yeah, good one, Sam. We'll probably dump that.
Yeah,
cheers.
Seriously, Sam, well, what
are you
doing?
In charge of the buttons.
Cheers,
honestly,
man.
Did you come in with any bloody nominations?
Yeah, T-bone of the week for both of you who brought in the sushi rolls for the team to eat. Not one for me. Not a single bit of food for me. And we're supposed to be doing it together
as a team.
They don't
do salad rolls, mate.
No.
Until we get a green room, Sammy, you're getting nothing. Where's the Fiji waters?
That's never happened. Storm Hour for another week. We'll leave you with this wonderful moment from the weekend's game.
Foot away, could doing a good job of slowing things down. And Hughes goes over the top. Shandor, welcome back to the try score.
I really hope I get some new audio for you this week.
Hope you get another try, mate. What a celebration indeed. Most of it coming from himself. Shandor Earl, Cooper John, Storm Hour for another week, boys. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Sayonara.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.